Your Excellency, the Honourable Minister of Agriculture and Animal Industries and Fisheries of the Republic of Uganda. Your Excellency, Madam the Commissioner of the African Union. Your Excellencies, Honourable Ministers, distinguished delegates, respected colleagues and observers, ladies and gentlemen. It is an honour for me to deliver this welcome speech as Board Chair. I became Board Chair in March 2016. As a board, we have continued to provide oversight and guidance to Africa Rise, and the Director General will be providing a detailed biennial report to the Council of Ministers of Africa Rise. Africa Rise, which is an intergovernmental agriculture research association of African member states, and the Council of Ministers is the highest governing body of the centre. Africa Rise remains a member of the CGR system. However, its African ownership and international support through the CGR continues to make Africa Rise very unique among the 15 international agricultural research centres. As you know, the CGR has just completed another major reform, and its governance is now assured by a two-tier structure of a system council, essentially the donors, and a system management board composed of 9 members, of which 7 from the centres and 2 independents. And we are very, very proud that 2 of our people, Gordon McNeill from Canada, our incoming Board of Trustees Audit Committee Chair, as Centre Board Representative, and also Eugene Terry, former DG of Africa Rise from Sierra Leone, well known, I think, to most of you, as an independent member. The System Management Office is now based fully in Montpellier, and we are all hoping that this latest reform will result in additional funding from the donors. This was one of the reasons why there was reform, because funding over the last 2-3 years has been waning for various reasons. As board chair, I have to state here that the financial situation of Africa Rise is not healthy, not as healthy as we would like it to have, as is the case with most CGR centres at this moment. This weakened financial situation is attributed mainly to reduced funding from development partners and the costs, of course, involved in moving most of the centre's research facilities and headquarters from Benin to Cote d'Ivoire. We are very thankful for that, despite a special contribution from the Cote d'Ivoire government of $2 million in cash, basically, out of the required $6 million estimated for completing the process. Our headquarters building is also estimated at $2 million. Our financial reserves are down to 80-90 days, and I must tell you that our board has decided that we do not want to go below that, 80-90 days of reserves. Honourable Ministers, Your Excellencies, permit me to say here that if all of our Africa Rise member states had fully paid up their contributions, Africa Rise's financial situation would have been much healthier. May I also reiterate here that for every dollar each of the countries pay, you get a return value of at least $10-$20 back in technical and project support from Africa Rise. Honourable Ministers, I'm proud to say that the quality of our research and support staff at Africa Rise remains top-notch. We have world-class scientists, just like Monty Jones, now the Honourable Minister in Sierra Leone, was a world-class rice breeder. We have several Monty Jones amongst us. I mean, world-class scientists, comparable to what may be found in other international centres. I dare to say that we have excellent rice breeders, agronomists, social scientists, research managers, etc. Africa Rice has continued to work very much in partnership with the International Rice Research Institute based in the Philippines on an equal partnership basis. We have the best rice technology for rice sector development in Africa. There's no question about that. It is Africa Rice's desire to continue to ensure delivery of state-of-the-art rice technologies, using all the latest technologies that are available. like marker-assisted selections and other technologies, together with the need to maintain critical mass in all the various areas of research of the rice value chain, from production to the final consumption. We work in the countries with partnerships at all levels, through the task force mechanisms and in the rice hubs as focus areas of our joint efforts. All efforts must be made towards sustaining and even enhancing the center's critical mass in terms of research asset needed for innovation to happen in the rice sector in Africa. May I therefore make a special appeal to all the member countries of Africa Rice to honor their pledges for contributing their membership fees, most of which are now in arrears, so that we don't have to cut back on our staff. We have an upcoming board meeting, and I'm afraid our board could again decide to cut further down in our staff. And the latest we want to do is, you know, follow below critical mass in various areas. Honorable ministers, distinguished delegates, it is important to mention here that the board and management have continued to do everything they can in their power to mobilize resources from development partners. May I also state that the donors' funding to the center is in many respects predicated or motivated by the contributions of Africa Rice's member countries. The contributions from member countries also demonstrate their continued desire to own the center. We are very proud of our African ownership, and these contributions go a long way to demonstrate the level of importance of the African countries' place on the center and on rice development. We do realize fully that there is a financial crisis in most of the countries because of prevailing low prices of primary commodities. As a board, we do everything possible to what I call grease the wheels with donors so that management can raise resources. We will start a special board committee on resource mobilization. And let me just say that the member countries of Africa Rice need not wait for another 2008-like food crisis to come along to sensitize governments on the urgent need to invest more in the rice sector. In the 2007 COM in Abuja, the 10 DG, now Minister Papsek of Senegal, warned about the coming food crisis, whereby rice in particular was hard hit. We can say that one major production shortfall in one of the major rice exporting countries in Asia will be sufficient to have a repeat of that crisis, with people protesting in the streets, as happened here in Kampala. I know it happened in Kampala in 2008. We should not let any more of such crises arrive in any of the countries. Honorable ministers, ladies and gentlemen, finally, I wish to conclude by stating that as an Africa Rice board, all organs of the center, including the NEC and the COM, need more collaboration, no more than ever, as we work with the center's management and staff to complete the transition back to Côte d'Ivoire and to strengthen our research for development with partnerships at all levels. We also need to urgently return to healthier finances for the center. Osiris, known to, I think, several of you, the CIRAD Observatory on rice, reports that 2016 may be the first year since 2008 that overall rice imports in Africa may be falling due to increased production offsetting increased demand for rice. So there is hope for achieving self-sufficiency in rice and even exports. And this is not a mirage, as they say in French, or a dream. We will achieve this as we all continue to work together and do our best. Thank you very much.